Amid Zayin of an Aleph at the bottom. Omar Mar. Okay, so we're discussing, we're recapping a thing we were just discussing. And the Gemara says, Hasam de katavile va'lo matoy. So the Gemara says that we're distinguishing between the two cases. And to explain why Rabbi Tarfon is machmir, dafka, by the Mishnah in Yevamos. We quote it from Bava Kamma. It's the Gemara in Bava Kamma, but the Mishnah is actually in Yevamos. The Mishnah in Yevamos, there Rabbi Tarfon says that you're not chayav to pay all five of them. And in our Mishnah, which we proved is Shitas Rabbi Tarfon at least agrees to the Mishnah, there you have to pay everybody. So we're mechalek between if the guy is being toveah him or not. In the case in the Mishnah in Yevamos, the person is being toveah, but he doesn't want to pay. So since he doesn't want to pay, he's not interested in paying what, you know, to be yotzei de shemayim. So he's only chayav to pay once. Shankin over here, he wants to be yotzei de shemayim. He wants to be yotzei everything, so he's chayav to pay. So the Gemara says, okay. So that guy, all five of the potential nigzals are being toveah. So they're clearly being tavile. So the Gemara wants to know, v'halo matoy. But what does this gazlan, what does he respond? Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says, halo shoysik. He says that the gazlan is shoysik. He doesn't say anything. So each one of them say, you owe me, you stole from me $100. He is quiet. But Rabbi Masna Amarav says, halo tzaveach. The gazlan is screaming and arguing on him. He says, no, I don't know who you are, Zadrashi. I don't recognize you. I don't owe you the money. So the Gemara is meduik that according to the second version of what Rav is saying, according to Masna Amarav, it comes out that Manda Amar Lot Tzaveach, this Manda Amar holds that it's only when the gazlan is screaming out that he doesn't owe the money, that's when he's part of paying all five. Avol Shtika Kodo, he would agree that if the gazlan is being shoysek, that would be a shtika kodo, that would be an admission to those guys, and he would have to pay all five of them. Umanda Amar, the first Manda Amar, Yudam Rav, Manda Amar Allah shoysek, shtika ta'acha lav kodo. He says, no, here being a shtika is not odo. I could be shoysek to all five of the people. That's not an odo. Why? Matzi Amar le, some Girsos take it out, Matzi Amar, he can taina. Hi, the shatiki lechochad v'char. The fact that I was quiet to all five of these people is damir because I tainud dilma hayu. Maybe this guy is the real guy. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Sometimes the shtika is a koda, but when we know that I'm chayv to pay $100 and not $500, and I know it could be potentially one of these five people, so I'm shayz. I'm not going to argue with him and say you're not the guy, because maybe you are the guy. Why? The fact that I say that you're maybe the guy is not an admission that I'm chayv you the money. I maybe am chayv you the money.
Why, going to one who says that you're tzaveach, do you have to even like lose any money? Why do you have to put the money down?
First of all, we'll see in Maskanas where you can actually lose the money, you keep it, right? But that's, answer your own question.
But he's denying everything, so it shouldn't be that money should even like, that there should be anything on that money.
Oh, sure. Okay, so I like, now I like the way you're asking the question better. The Maisa, you should ask the question like this. How could he deny all five? We said that he stole from one of them. Right?
How is he denying all five?
How could he deny all five? The Prat is, that's a good horror. That's a horror. Right? Meaning, so obviously it doesn't mean that he's mamish denying all five. And maybe that's why Rashi says, Ani Makircha means, I don't recognize you. So I'm not agreeing that I stole from you. You're saying I stole from you. I'm not agreeing to you, Reuven, or to you, Shimon, or to Lev. I don't agree to any guy. I don't know any of you people. So I don't think that I'm not agreeing that I owe you money. In the end of the day, I agree that I owe somebody money. Right? But the question is not about the fact that he owes the $100. That's pasha. Yeah, cool. Says the Gemara, Amar, yeah, Yasla.
Isn't that like when you have like three meats and you don't know which one's kosher? Since the roll is kosher, you can eat all three even though you know one is kosher. It's not kosher. So you can technically eat all three because
that's only we eat them not at the same time, though. And Midrash is Machloek against Rosh and Rashba, I think, but the advice to eat the third one. But anyway, Tani Mamnus and Mamon Misur Lafina, and it's getting too lumnish, but the nice sushta. Okay, Omar Mar. Omar Mar, Meniach Gzela Beineim, Umestali. Okay, so the other thing that we said before is this is a quote of Reb Tarfon's actual psak in the Mishnah Yevamos, that you put the Gzela in front of them, Umestali, and you get out of there. So the Gemara says, so what does that mean? V'shakli l'kula v'azli. So basically, you're going to tell me that you're just letting these guys to go and take it, and that's it, and we're finished. They go on and they all take it. Rashi speaks out. What the Gemara means to say by that is, so you're telling me that you're going to give it to these five people, and nimsa zem motzi miyado kedei lahafsid ha'nigzal olamis. That you are now giving it to these people in a way that the real nigzal is going to be forever lost. If you wouldn't give it to any of them, you would hold on to it. So then when Eliyahu Navi comes, Mr. Hashem, Meir V'Yameir, right? So then, you'll give it back to the rightful owner. But by giving it to all these five people now, letting them divide it or fight for it, so you are directly causing the nigzal to lose forever. So the Gemara says, is that really what you're supposed to do? So you're going to tell me, you're going to be mistalik, v'shakli, kul v'azah, they're just going to take it and you're finished. We know the din is from Eilam Metzias that if you have a situation of Safik Hinuach, you find something on the street in Aveda, you don't know if the person forgot about it, if the person dropped it, you don't know what's going on, but potentially it's Hinuach, it's a Safik Hinuach. It could be that the person put it there on purpose and he's going to be coming back to it. And Rashi points out, like we said there on the Gemara there as well, that obviously kol shekein if the guy put it there for sure. So even in a case of safik nuach, and all the more so in a vadei nuach, if the guy put it there on purpose, so you're not supposed to take it. Okay, Rashi also points out for us that, by the way, we're talking about a situation where it's a makom. What do you say? She mishtamer ktsas. It has to be a little bit mishtamer. Ayin shem mitzayis chafeim and beis, who goes through all the different cases. But it has to be in a situation where it's a little bit mishtamer, but not totally mishtamer. The bottom line is, there's a scenario when you find an aveda and you don't even know what's going on 100%. It could be that this person actually had yeush on it. It could be, but there's a possibility that he put it there and is going to come back. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to take it. You're not supposed to take it. Ve'im not, but if you did take it, then the din is lo yaksir. You're not allowed to put it back in the spot. And what do you have to do with it? You have to. If you took it when you were not supposed to, what do you now? What does it mean, lo yachzir? Andre?
You have to keep it.
You have to hold on to it. So the Gemara means to ask like this. So that's if the din is by something which I never stole anything, I didn't do anything wrong, I just walk on the street, and by accident I picked something up because I didn't know the halacha. Now I'm stuck forever, and I have to hold on to it until Eliyahu comes. So kol shekein, in this case, where I actually stole from a guy, right? I stole from somebody, and I owe him the money. Kol shekein, in that situation, I should be responsible to hold on to it until Eliyahu Navi comes. How could I potter myself by just throwing it in front of the five of them, and then the guy who really is the rightful owner is going to lose out? So my answer is, Amar v'safra v'yaniach. Don't read the Lashon like we had. Even the Lashon of Mishnah said that Rabbi Tarfon holds, meniach zeil b'neim misalik, that he puts it down in front of them and goes, he says, no, that's not what it means. V'yaniach means, and Rashi brings really two Lashonos here in v'yaniach. Either v'yaniach, he puts it down in Bezdin and says, somebody take it, whoever can prove that it's theirs. And then afterwards, Rashi says that he's going to be laniach biyad mishu ajis paradover. And afterwards, he has to now let it stay in his hand or something to hold on to it until somebody's going to be able to prove it. So basically, the word meniach doesn't mean kibshuto, that you put it down in front of them, let them grab it. It means you have to hold on to it until somebody can prove it.
Maybe in the Halamina, they're literally just finding Obed.
What do you say, Eitan?
In the Halamina, they're literally just finding Obed. I just put it on the floor. And
yeah.
You put on the boxing gloves?
Yeah, by the way, there's a concept. The Gemara Baba Basra talks about something called Kol the Olim Govar.
No, but
there's halacha that we pass in sometimes. We have no way.
That's resourcefulness, not.
Yeah, no, but that's the halacha. No, love that. Kol d'olam govar.
When I say find it out,
I'm
calling.
We're not getting to all of them. I don't get to all the sugars right now. But the Maisa, there's a Musaf Kol d'olam govar that we don't know, and whoever
can help.
Okay? Yeah, Lloyd Lenos, don't touch it. Don't take it, Bechla.
It's going on this din.
I'm explaining that over there, Taisus is explaining the din of Mishtamer Ktsas. But Rashi brings over here, but Kitzur, Taisus goes in more about Richus of it. Okay.
That you should supposed to hold on to it when it's set, and it says, Rabbi Tarfon says that you should put it down in front of between.
So that's why I said Rashi explains the aniach in front of them means in front of them while you're in Bezdin. Okay, let me just explain if I didn't say it clear enough. But aniach means you put it down in front of them while you're in Bezdin, and you say, somebody come and prove that it's theirs.
If they can't, then you hold on to it.
Right, and then Rashi says, V'yom brosh shalmiyu, v'yitol u'mastalik min adin. And then he holds on to the gzela. If then nobody proved it, he holds on to the gzela until Eliyahu comes. So really, you are holding on to it. Okay, says the Gemara by Amalei by the Rava, says by the Rava, mi Yomar Rabbi Kiva. The bar plukta, people weren't aware of that phrase. Bar plukta means the one who argues, right? So the one who argues with Rabbi Tarfon that we quoted on Amud Aleph is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva there in the Mishnah of Vamos holds that no, you can't just pay to one person. You have to go and pay to all five of them. The Lashon Rabbi Kiva says is this Lashon, that you Rabbi Kiva are saying you put it down and let them all fight over it. Lo zuah derech. That's not the way to be motzi the person from an aveira. You're the gazlan. You want to get out of the aveira. The way to do it is not to drop it in front of the five people and run. Right? The only way you get out of your aveira is achi sham gzeilo chokad v'chad. You got to pay to all five of those people. That's Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so Abai says to Rabba, does Rabbi Kiva really hold of such a thing? If that's true, alma misfek mafkin ma'mayna. That means that misafek, you take money away from somebody, because that's the situation over here. I'm not for, here it's even more, because I'm for sure not chayav 500. But since there's a safek that I owe to Reuven, and a safek I owe to Shimon, a safek, so each one of those sveikas I'm chayav to pay. So misveka, we're being mitzi mammon from the gazlan. V'lo arminin okim mana becheskas mari. We don't say okim mana, we don't say to have the money remain by the person who had a chazak on it. So is that really true? Says Abaye, challenges Abaye to Rav, that Rabbi Kiva holds that we're motzi money mammon misafek. Very many, we have a steer to that. The Mishnah says, not followed by a mission, but Babasa, not followed by us, Olaval Imoi. If a house falls on a person and on his mother, and it kills both of them, Yorshea ben Oimrim Ha'eme Surishon. So now you have a debate between the Yorshim. The inheritors of the son, and Rashi explains that means the inheritors of the son coming from his father, right? And the Yorshea Aim are going to be the people coming from her family, right? She inherited money and it comes from her. Because if a person dies, they don't have any children, so it goes back to her parents. So her father and then could be her siblings would be Yorshi, her money. Okay? So So the Yorshia ben, they taina oimrim ha'emesh rishon. And they say, listen, the mother died first. They both died, but the mother died first. What happened at the moment that the mother died? The son inherited from the mother. And therefore, he is not only the rightful owner, and now we, the Yorshim, are not only the rightful owners of everything that belonged to him, but everything belonged to the mother. The Yorshia aim, the inheritors of the mother, say, no, aim oimrim ha'ben meisvish. They say, no, the son died first. So the din is elu ve'elu moedim shechloku. These and these hold the yachloku. Who are the these and these? Pesach? Who's elu ve'elu? No? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Elu ve'elu. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the din is yachloku. Okay, now what's confusing about this is that we just said over the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel according to the Tanakhama. What may be confusing, you guys, is the machlokes what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said in this case. So, to see the Mishnayos and Rabbi Basa is going through different cases that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about, different, all these very similar scenarios. First, it's talking about a man and his wife, that the house fell down on both of them, and Yerushim. Okay? But the point is, even though there were earlier cases of a man and his wife, in this case, says the Tanakhama, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we say yachlok. Rabbi Yekiva responds to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yekiva says no. I am moida in this case that the nechasim are b'cheskasim. That what does it mean that I am moida, and what does it mean nechasim b'cheskasim? So the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that's being referred to is that Beis Shammai always says yachloku, and Beis Hillel says you keep the nechasim in their chazak. Whoever had the chazaka on the nechasim. Not going into the sugi Rashi lets you know it's machlokes over there. Who's called the muchzak? That's not the point right now, who the mukhsuk is. But Beis Hillel's shita in general, in these inyanim, is whoever was the mukhsuk on the money beforehand keeps it. And Beis Shammai's shita is not yachloku. So Rabbi Kiva says like this, even though I really hold like Beis Shammai, and I say yachloku in the other scenarios, over here, I agree to Beis Hillel. So that means, number one, that he's arguing on the Tanakhama in terms of what Beis Hillel said. Right? Because according to Tanakhama, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai over here. They say, look. So Rabbi Kiva definitely doesn't hold of that. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Beis Hillel kept their shita. They still say, you go best of the chazak. So Rabbi Kiva is saying, not only does Beis Hillel stick by their guns in this case, but I happen to agree to it. Normally, I don't agree with Beis Hillel. In this particular scenario, I agree to Beis Hillel, they go with the chazaka. Okay? So that's the basis. Without getting so involved in the details of the case, the bottom line is that we see over here that Rabbi Akiva goes after the chazaka. And he says, we're not going to be moitzi misaf. Whoever had the chazaka, whoever the chazaka is, we're not getting to the pratim, Rashi says it's a complicated sugo. Whoever the muchzak is. But the muchzak retains it. Okay?
Why is that a problem?
So that's a steer to what we're saying. Okay? Because our sugo, we just said, Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva holds in the Mishnah and Yevamos that you have to pay to all five people. That means misafik, we're taking money away from the gazlan. And now you're telling me Rabbi Kiva's of the Ashita that you go with the chazaka. That's the stira. Now, just two interesting points. First of all, the lashon of Maida is a very confusing lashon. What do you mean Maida? Rabbi Tanakama says, Tanakama is good. He says, Besham elu ve'elu. Besham Besil, who are arguing about the different cases, they agree over here. So that's the Maida. What's Rabbi Kiva saying the Maida? Well, what's the Lashon Maida Rabbi Kiva? Number one. And number two, an issue that's bothering Rashi and Taisa, which is, why does Rabbi Kiva normally not go like Beis Hillel? Rabbi Kiva is saying, normally I hold like Beis Shammai, but over here I go like Beis Hillel. So there are two points over here. In terms of the Maida, you take a look at there's actually a Lekutei Rashi here as well. Rashi Divra Maskil, the Lekutei Rashi. Look at the bottom of Amar Bekiva Moida Ni Bazu Mishum Tanaka Tanakama Lishna De Moidim Amar Iunami Moida. Since Tanakama used the Lashon Moida, he also used the Lashon Moida. Okay, but I'll call upon him. What's going on with Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Kiva normally not hold like Beis Hillel? So Rashi seems to say that Afal Pishani Mishal Beis Shammai VaOmer Bishar Nefilos Yachloku. So it sounds like, to me, what Rashi is saying is that it's not a general thing that it goes like Beis Shammai. It happens to be in this case of Nefilos, talking about houses falling down, all those halachos, those mishnayos over there, I generally go like Beis Shammai. In this case, I go like Beis Hillel. I don't know why. According to Rashi, I'm not explaining why you go like Beis Shammai in the other cases. Yeah? What do you say?
Wouldn't that then be right the other way, then generally you hold Maftunan, that this case is just an exception? He says in all the other cases, I say it's the Yachlok. This is the one exception. So it sounds like everywhere else
he says, Mavkina. Yeah, fair. Stam saying, so how would he explain those other cases? Maybe Ari's on the Mukhsuk over there. Okay, that's a nice Ari. That's a good Ari. I had to cheshbon all those other cases. Why? But that's not what Ari Gemara is doing. That's a good point. Taisus says that really just take out the whole word Maida, and therefore, according to Taisus, it's not really a vort of being Maida. So Taisus is saying, Maida, but just Agatha Tanakama, similar to what Rashi is saying, but because of that, it doesn't mean to say I normally agree with Beis Shammai. It's just saying. I use the word Mata, but it means to say I agree with Beis Hillel.
Why can't you say to himself? Mata can mean I'm molded myself.
What does it mean, Mata, to yourself? What does that mean?
In this case, I would say this, but usually I say
that. That's not what Mata means. I agree to something I normally disagree with.
It could mean to molded to himself. It's a case
of I don't know what the Mata to himself. What, Mata, you're saying we shouldn't be a lazer?
Yeah.
That's the whole taste of there. That's the kasha. Who's it moided to? Right? We're saying lefitayis is teretz. Lefitayis is teretz.
Came out that it's himself.
Lefitayis that it's moide to himself. Ah, yeah, fair. That might be nice. Okay, it says machoik instead of mishonim. Well, what moide meant? Other mishonim sounds. Okay, that's interesting. Huh? Okay, okay. It says the gemara vayter. So this is our kasha. We have a steer. Rebekitz, we have a steer. Rebbe Kiva shita in Yevamos is that were being mitzi from the muchsok because of the suffix, and when it comes to Baba Basar, he's going with the muchsok. So the Gemara says, "We'll give it teretz." Amrlei, Rava answers Abayis Kash. Amrlei, Hasam Shem of Hashema. Over there, it's a case of Shem of Hashema. When the house falls down, nobody was there, so nobody knows. Obviously, the Yerusha Ben want the money, and the Yerusha Ben want the money. So everybody's tiny, but it's all Shema. But Gezel Echad B'Chamisha Bari V'Shema. By Gezel Echad B'Chamisha, the Mishnah Yevamos, there it's a Bari V'Shema. Each one of the five people are a Bari. And the Gazlan is a Shema. So by Bari V'Shema, Rabbi Kiva holds, then you got to pay. So the Gemara says, okay, so you tell me that the Chilak is that Rabbi Kiva holds Bari V'Shema. When it's Bari V'Shema, you have to pay everybody. When it's Shema V'Shema, then you go with the Mukhsak. So in fact, the Gemara, Hamas Nisan Tahacha, if you look at our Mishnah here in Bava Metzia, Amr l'shnayim gazalti le'echad mekem mana. You tell two people, I stole a mana from one of you. What's that case? The shem of Hashemu. There the halacha is also shem of Hashemu, because the gazlan is clearly saying, I don't know who I stole from. And the people that are the potential beneficiaries of this chazaras of giving the money back, they don't know either. Right? The Mishnah doesn't say that they're Tovehim, like it said in the Mishnah Yevamos. They say, you stole from us. Right? They don't say that. So they also don't know. That's what we spoke about before, right? And what's the din? Uktani knows and lazemon and lazemon. So the halacha is that even in a situation of Shema v'Shema, the Mishnah paskins that you have to give to both. So if you give to both, it's the charaya that even by Shema v'Shema, Rebbe Kiva Shita is that we're moitzi. So if we're moitzi by Shema v'Shema, we're back to the kashan in the Mishnah in Bava Basra. Why over there by Shema v'Shema are we not being moitzi and we go by the Mechazaka? So Gemara says, wait a second, you want to challenge me for the Mishnah of Matzio? How do you know the Mishnah of Rebbe Kiva? Now, if you go with the gears on the side, they add in Dilma Rebbe Tarfon. The Gemara means to say, you're asking Akasha with an assumption. You're assuming that the Mishnah is Rebbe Kiva. How do you know? Maybe it's Rebbe Tarfon. Right? So the Gemara goes on to answer. Taisus asks, Apella de Akasha over here. Taisus says, and if Rebbe Tarfon holds of it, what would Rebbe Kiva say? Of course he would hold of it. The Gemara seems to be saying, like, if you read the Gemara plush, it's like, okay. Maybe only Rebbe Tarfon holds you have to pay the two people. And what? And Rebbe Kiva would hold you don't have to pay the two people? Rebbe Kiva is the machmir always. Rebbe Kiva is the one that says you have to pay when Rebbe Tarfon says you don't have to pay. So you want to make the mission of being Rebbe Tarfon and then get out of the stira. If it's a retirement culture game, it's Rebbe Kiva. So Tosfos says, Ol Geshmak Echeshbin, that he says that the Gemara knew that the mission has to be Rebbe Kiva, but maybe it was only Rebbe Kiva when you're Balaz de Shemayim. Because then, why does Rebbe Tarfon hold that you have to pay? What did we come out yesterday? Rebbe Tarfon holds that they only lost the day Shemayim. So the Gemara means to say, how do you know it's Rebbe Kivam Ikar Adin? Maybe it's Rebbe Tarfon, which is Baal HaSadeh Shemayim, as the Gemara said yesterday. And then Memela would also be, of course, Rebbe Kiva in Baal HaSadeh Shemayim. But then it would be a different sugya. Okay, so then that Tosfos has the Cheshbon out. What's the Shaka Vatari Lafi, that way of learning? It's very interesting about what exactly is Rebbe Tarfon being Maideh to Rebbe Kiva. Okay, but I ain't sure. But kids, so that's just the Ha'ar on the Gemara. But the Gemara says, like, how do you know it's Rebbe Kiva?
Rebbe Kiva disagrees. Hagamot doesn't say it in the Mishnah that he
holds
different.
So again, the fair way I just spoke out in Tosfos, that would answer your question. There's no disagreement. And I don't see any other way to learn, so I'm just going to go with that. Yeah, for it has to be like that. Okay, but anyway, so the Gemara says... So the Gemara says, how do you know it's Rebbe Kiva? So the Gemara says, no, because it says over there, we explained by the Mishnah in Yevamos, we had a brisa that taught me the Rebbe Tarfon, because the same brisa we brought yesterday showed us that Rebbe Tarfon, who's Mekel in the Mishnah of Yevamos, he himself says that he agrees in our Mishnah. What does he agree? He agrees that I have to pay. So says the Gemara, to whom is he agreeing? To whom is he agreeing? Must be, he's agreeing to Rabbi Akiva, who is the one that argues on him. And if he's agreeing to Rabbi Akiva, must be that that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva.
Who says he's agreeing for the same reason?
So that's the cheshbon that Tosfos makes. Take might not be the same reason. Right? In fact, the way Tosfos learns, it's actually not the same reason. Tosfos learns, like what the cheshbon I just spoke out, right? According to Rabbi Tarfon, at the end of the day, why you have to pay only the fear of Rabbi Tarfon, why you have to pay to everybody? Laz de Shemayim. The fear of Kiva, the way the Gemara is understanding now, is that it's from Ikar Adin. So Taka, it's not only Efshir, it's Taka like that. That it has to be that the Rebbe Tarfon is being Moida to the case of Rebbe, to the Halacha, but not for the reason. Hold that thought, because I'm going to say that again, another Ha'or at the end of the Amud, which is Geshmak Lefidus. Okay, so says the Gemara, Vaiter. So anyway, back to our question. So clearly Rebbe Akiva is the author of our Mishnah, who holds me Ikar Adin at this point, we think. The Gemara is saying, Ikar Adin, you are chayiv to pay both people, and it's a shema v'shema, and that's a stira to the mission of Babasra. So the Gemara answers, that's exactly what the Gemara says, no, me my the shema v'shemu. The Gemara says, well, how do you know it's shema v'shema? How do you know 100% that our Mishnah here in Bava Metzia is shema v'shema? We know Bava Basra is shema v'shema. We know that the Mishnah in Yevamos is Bari v'shema. You assumed in your question that our mission over here is Shema V'Shema, like we spoke at before, because we don't see any Baris. But the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe not. Maybe it's also a case of Bari V'Shema. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Why Chada Delog Tani Toivin Oso? First of all, it doesn't say anywhere in our Mishnah that anybody's being Toivin. Unlike the Mishnah in Yevamos, where it says explicitly that those five people are being Toivin, the Gazan, here there's no mention of that. So that implies that there's no Bari, Tainas Bari. But oh, another time is Tani Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya taught explicitly in his collection of brises. As Rashi brings us down, Rashi tells you that Reb Chiya had a collection with the Tosefta. Okay, and he put the Mishnah, and the idea, the job over there of the Tosefta was to clarify, to explain the Mishnayos, and he writes exactly over the din of our Mishnah, but he explains a little bit more. What does he say? He says the case is Zeom Enodev, Zemaneodev. So it's Lehedia in Reb Chiya's version of our Mishnah that it's a Shema Veshema. Okay, so it says like, don't try to deflect me and try to say it's not Shema Veshema. It's Klor. We have a Shema Veshema case that in Bava Metzia, a Mefurish case of Shema Veshema, the din is you have to pay to everybody. Whereas the Mishnah in Bava Basra is a Shem B'Vashem, and they're not Chayetavei, we go also to Chazakah. So it's a steer in Shittas Rabbi Akiva. This is the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, no problem, Ho Kim no law, but Ba'al Asa Shemaim. You already explained that our Mishnah is Ba'al Asa Shemaim. Just like you said in Amar Aleph, that Ba'al, that the Fiyah Shittas Rabbi Tarfon, it's a case of Ba'al Asa Shemaim, the same would be true, Lefir Rabbi Akiva. So even though the Gemara before use the Rai of Moide to assume that Rabbi Akiva held it Mikar Adin. The Gemara is saying, no, it's not, it's talking about Mikar Adin. Really, even Rabbi Akiva only said it as a Ba'alas Zeh Shemaim, and to that Rabbi Tarfon was agreeing. Okay, says the Gemara right there. Omar Le Ravina to Ravashi. Says Ravina to Ravashi. Umi Omar Rava Kobe Shtei Krichos Havle the Medak. Does Rava really hold that by Shtei Krichos, anything which is similar to Shtei Krichos, we say it's the responsibility of the Shomer to know what's going on? When did we say this? When did Rava say this? Rava said this to reconcile the two disparate halachas of Pikadon. Right? In one case of Pikadon, we said, what's the halacha? He said, the halacha is that you got, if you don't know whose father, right, the first case of the Mishnah, the first case of the Pikadon of the Mishnah, right? You don't know whose father gave to you, so you have to give to both of them. Mashenki, later on in the Mishnah, Shnaim Sheif Kidu, you're not Chayv. So Rav was Mechalek between Shtei Krichos and one Krich, right? If it's Shtei Krichos, so then you should have known. They gave to you separately, you should know. You can keep it separate. Know who's coming from who and what's going on. Mashenki in the first case. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's really true. The Rav holds Shtei Krichos. The Amar Rav Avitim Rav Papa. But doesn't Rav say in some sense, Rav Papa? When two people give something over to a roya, so the halacha is, if there's a dispute about who gave over more than the other one, right? One gave more than the other one. So the halacha is that the roya, all he has to do is what? He puts it in front of them and he's mistalik, like the din of Rabbi Tarfon. So Rashi explains, in order to ask this kasha, we have to be assuming that the case of roya is a case of
Shnaim.
Very good. It has to be a case of Shtei Krichos, right? If the case of Roy is not Shtei Krichos, so then there's no steer. You have to, in order to ask the Kasha, you have to say, well, we found the case of Shtei Krichos, and even over there, we don't say Avodah Zarah. So Rashi, it's Machlekes here, Rashi, tell you what makes it Shtei Krichos. But either way, the Metzias over here, the Rishonim speak out that it was Shtei Krichos, at least in our Havmin of the Gemara. Okay? So we have a case of Shtei Krichos. And here the halach is you don't have to check. So even by Shtei Krichos, we don't say Avodah Medak. So that was the kasha they asked in Shitas Rava. That was Ravina's kasha to Ravashi. And his answer was Amalei Hasam Kishiv Kidu Be'edro Shal Roya Shalamidaito. The case over here, when we say the Roya is not held responsible, we don't say Avodah Medak. That's when the two depositors, right, the Bailim, put it in when the Roya wasn't looking. So yeah, normally when the Roya is there, it's his responsibility. But here, when he wasn't there, so he's not chayev to know what's going on. So the actual word learning of Lush of the Gemara is Shalom Yidaito. Tosa points out it's not Lav Dafka Shalom Yidaito. Could be he knew about it, but it wasn't in front of him. The void is that it wasn't in front of him, so it wasn't his responsibility to know what was going on. He didn't see what happened.
Why don't we say there's Mokrach, therefore, that it's Rapapa and not Rabba?
Yeah, that are. I don't know. Because Lamaisa, we have a version that it is Rabba. We had a version that was Rabba, so we don't want to.
It's Rabba.
Yeah, okay, right. All right, says the Gemara, okay, so the Mishnah had a second case of pikadon. The first case was by money. One gives 100, one gives 200. The second case was one gives a nice cleat, one gives a really nice cleat, right? They're both yafeh, but one's 100, one's 1,000. So if the obvious question is, why do we need both cases? Right, Evan? Who needs two cases for the same thing? Says the Gemara, we need both. If you only told me the first case of money, I would say over there, the Rabbanan say that you divide it up. You give each 100 and then leave the last 100 over because there's no pseida. Nobody's losing anything, right? We each get 100 now, and later on, the one who gets to, who's entitled to 200 will get the 200. Avo bahad ikab pseida de galdo. But in the second case, where in order to give everybody the value of the small one, you have to break the bigger one, right? You give one of them the small one, and the other one you break the big kli, and you give him the value of the small kli from that piece. So that's now ruining the big kli. I'm going now without the girsa of that they split in Rashi, just go kipshuto.
Let's
talk about breaking it.
Is it
yeah.
About losing that it's losing value or it's losing the big kli?
Both. And the big kli is getting destroyed. You're ruining the big kli. You're ruining the big kli.
But is that losing value?
I assume it loses value also. Even if it doesn't lose value, it could be that it's.
No, because if it doesn't lose value, then there's no loss. You're only losing the big kli, which is not a loss.
I want my kli, though. I want my kli. That itself could be the pseida. It's the pseida of the kli.
Right, so then it's not losing value.
So I'm saying it doesn't have to be losing value. I don't think it has to be losing value. But either way, the Gemara says, maybe over there he would agree to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan don't want to make the rightful owner lose out. If he only said the second case of kli, maybe only over there Rabbi Yossi says that leave the whole thing as munach. But in the first case, when it's money, maybe they agreed to the Rabbanon that you should divide it up. Everybody gets 100, leave the last 100 till Elio. So Gemara says, no, tzricha. Made the Rabbanon, tzricha. So that's why you need both. So up to now, we think, okay, the Chiddush of the Rabbanon is in the second case, and the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is in the first case. Gemara says, wait a second. Time the Rabbi Yossi, mishum hefsed aramayu. The reason for Rabbi Yossi is not because of the hefsed of the Kli. The reason for Rabbi Yossi is because the hefsed of the Ramai. If it's the hefsed of the Ramai, it makes no difference if it's the Kli or the money. The bottom line is, you want to get the Ramai to say the truth. You have to say that they're both necessary for the Rabbanon, which creates a problem, because according to the Rabbanon, just say which case, Yasala. If we're only interested in the Rabbanon, just say the bigger Chiddush. What's the bigger Chiddush? The case of the Kli. Say the Kli, and that's it. So the Gemara says, Inachanami, but really they're both necessary for the Rabbanon. Velozu avzu ktani. That's the klal of lozu avzu. That's a klal throughout Mishnayos that the Mishnah will teach you one thing and then teach you a bigger chiddush after that. First we'll say din and then a bigger chiddush. That's the concept of lozu. Not only this din, but avzu, even a bigger chiddush will say, and therefore in a chanami. If it only said the second case, we wouldn't need the first case. But that's the derech of the Mishnah to write the big one, the first one, and then a bigger chiddush.